Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Pursuit of Wellness. My name is Kabir Uppal and I'm your host on this journey. I'm a fitness enthusiast myself, and by chatting with guests that are enthusiasts and experts, I hope to learn a lot myself and hopefully you will too. You can check out our Facebook group, The Pursuit of Wellness, where we interact with guests and listeners and discuss their journeys. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TPOW Podcast. This is a Mancha Media production. You can find out more on manchamedia.com. This week on the episode, we have Rahul Kaul, who's the founder and owner at BoxFit, which is a boxing studio based out of Hemkot Colony in New Delhi. We chat with Rahul about his journey of starting the studio, his philosophy of fitness, and the business of running a group studio in Delhi. We chat with him about all the complexities of running a business like this in India and how to kind of create a service that is super valuable to listeners like you. Just a heads up, we had some sound difficulties while recording this episode, so bear with us. The content is great, our guest is awesome, and I'm sure you guys are going to love this. Let's jump right in with Rahul Kaul. Hey Rahul, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us and give some knowledge to our great listeners here.
Thanks for having me over here. Actually, that is part of the game, that you have to spread this knowledge.
Yeah.
And don't keep it to yourself. Just spread it through whatever medium is possible.
Yeah. Everybody growing together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. So we've already given a small introduction to our audience about you and all the great things that you're doing. But It'll be great for them to hear maybe in your own words, you know, what you're up to these days and how you got here.
So I was always into fitness, and ever since I was a kid, into sports, cricket, football, other sports as well. Then I got into bodybuilding, did for a couple of years. So I was always into fitness, some sort of fitness. And so then I moved to South America, and over there I got into boxing. And that is when I started to get into fitness seriously and understand what it is all about. So I would always find something off about the commercial gym or the model and how they work or how they try to help people. So I point out exactly what the problem was, but I knew there was some problem, right? And only when I went to South America, I saw different type of alternate fitness over there. That's the word I like to call it, alternate fitness. That can be anything. It can be yoga. It can be CrossFit. It can be weightlifting. It can be boxing, MMA, anything. And when I got into that, that is when I realized what fitness is all about.
Yeah.
And then I realized, then I looked back in India and saw that there's basically nothing happening in that space. And maybe we should do something about it. And that is how we came up with the idea of BoxFit. Then I came back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
That is where I started the idea. I told my friends about it, or my family about it. Almost everyone was against it. And
But you fought through.
Yeah, absolutely. And that
awesome.
Is,
Can you differentiate for our listeners, you know, what is boxing for fitness, which is what you guys are teaching at BoxFit, versus, you know, what people, I think, in general think boxing is, which is just, you know, training for a competition or getting jacked to be in a fight?
That's my number one problem right now. A lot of people, especially women, think that we do boxing for fighting. That is not what we do. Our boxing and kickboxing classes are purely for fitness. We teach everything with proper technique, for sure, because that is important for you to not get injured, and obviously develop your fitness as well. So we teach everything with proper technique. A lot of our instructors are boxers, kickboxers, taekwondo, professional MMA fighters. But the end goal is to make sure that you get fit.
Yeah, it's not fighting for a championship belt. You're fighting to fit into your normal belt.
Exactly, the normal belt, that is the goal. And almost everyone who has walked into BoxFit has come for the same reason. No one wants to be a fighter. And because everyone has their own, I mean, someone is a lawyer, someone is a housewife, someone is a CEO, and someone is starting their own venture. You cannot have injuries, you cannot get punched in the face and expect to work normally the next day. So we have to be a little realistic about it. And most of our customers are people between the age of 25 to 40 years old. And a lot of 40 years old come in. So we can't hit them, hurt them, and expect them to function normally in their respective jobs or business the next day.
Yeah, and how have you kind of seen this market also grow, the boxing for fitness market? You know, I know that, you know, you got interested in boxing quite a few years ago now. Mm-hmm. How is the industry as a whole globally changed, and how has it affected, you know, the Indian market also in terms of boxing, again, for fitness perspective, mm-hmm. for an all-body workout, as you're, you know, as you just rightly explained, for the perspective of not really in a fight, but getting fit?
Right now, it just started out. Like, I mean, in the grand scheme,
so it's early days.
It's extremely early days right now. And even in Western world, it is just starting out. People are beginning to take up fitness boxing. And I see only good things happening from now on. Like a lot of people, I see a lot of people taking up boxing without taking themselves too seriously, knowing exactly what the goal is and to make sure that they have a good fun workout. Not take themselves too seriously and think that I can beat this guy, I can beat that guy. I don't see that happening. Not a lot of negativity happening. I see a lot of positivity happening where people are actually changing their lives with the use of boxing and kickboxing, and which is the most important thing.
Great. So, I mean, besides, you know, your own passion for boxing and, you know, you kind of doing that in South America, why did you pick boxing and boxing in a group format mostly? I know that you guys do personal training at BoxFit as well.
Yeah.
But why did you pick boxing in the group training format versus having, you know, just a one-on-one center or just having a traditional gym where people could also box while weightlifting?
Yeah, so the best part about boxing and kickboxing is that they are very interactive workouts, right? So the number one problem with fitness is that you get bored when you try to get fit, right? So boxing and kickboxing is something that keeps you engaged throughout the session.
Yeah.
And another part about group is that when you're working out with other people, there are other people around, you push yourself a little more, right? So the whole BoxFit experience is all about, like, if you don't have BoxFit and you are asked to do something, some workout, you will do X amount, right? But within the BoxFit experience with people around, with the right instructor, with the right music, with the right ambience, you will be able to push yourself a little extra hard, right?
Yep.
And that is what we are trying to do.
So essentially, it's like this culmination of various factors. It's the music, it's the community, it's the ability of the trainer to also kind of pump everybody that keeps everybody kind of driven to complete this workout.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, for example, if you want to do burpees, right, or push-ups, you can do it at your home also. A lot of people can do it with correct form also, with the internet, with YouTube. So many instructors telling you on Instagram what to do, what not to do, right? So a lot of people can do that. But the whole part about BoxFit experience is that when you come over here, all you have to do is show up and you'll never have a bad workout, right? So you show up, right instructor, right people around you, the right music, the right ambience, and you will kill it. You will push yourself a little extra hard that you would not have done otherwise.
Yeah. And I definitely want to, you know, kind of touch upon your process of selecting the trainers, the process of the music and everything else. But first, I wanted to kind of get your take on your experience as an entrepreneur of starting a gym in India, you know, talking about that first moment where you picked your location, you know, getting either the renovation done. What were some of the obstacles that you faced? And, you know, what are some of the good things that happened while you were kind of getting your new studio established?
Right. So the number one problem is finding a location. That was a nightmare. Like, we had to wait for 6 to 8 months before we could get an appropriate location. Even when you found locations, you didn't know what the rules were, whether you can run a commercial activity or a group commercial fitness club in that place. So we didn't know that. So that was a lot of there was a lot of confusion over there.
Yeah,
finding the right place is a little difficult for you. And then after that, things become easier once you lock in on a place. Yeah. Things become easier. But then after that, the right team. That is the number one thing.
Yeah, so take us through that process as well. You know, the team. I know some of the people have been there with you from the start, and then there's some people that you've brought on board later. You know, what is your process of picking the trainers of, you know, because all of them have this, their own persona. All of them have their very special characteristics that it seems like your community and your audience really connects with. You know, how do you go about picking these people?
BoxFit is all about this trainer, right? So without these trainers, without these instructors that we have, which is my family, BoxFit would not be BoxFit. Or people would not be talking about it. It would be just another studio, just another gym where there's a machine, there are equipments and there are instructors, right? A special part about BoxFit instructors is that the number one prerequisite is that they should have a willingness to teach. Not even ability. Even if they don't have the ability, that's fine. They need to have the willingness to teach. And we can tell you the drills, the exercises that you need to take someone from 0 to 100. That we can teach you.
Yeah.
But the first thing you require is willingness. And as far as when you build a team, you need intelligence, you need energy, and you need character. And if these people have these three things, then they are definitely on board and they'll take you to places that you can't even imagine. So having the right team is the key. Once location has, like I told you, like location is not a big deal after it is closed. And because of Indian norms and our rules and regulations, there's not a lot of clarity. But once you have finalized, once you understand that part, then building the team is the most critical and crucial part. And that is what will determine your success or your failure.
And what are some of the things that, you know, you've always wanted incorporated in your classes? You know, they're very popular. The trainers, again, as I mentioned before, and you've also said that, you know, the trainers and the instructors are the people that really, you know, make the place what it is. Did you know that you wanted some specific factors or specific characteristics of your classes to be like that when you were starting it? Or is that something that on the fly and iteratively you've kind of developed as a persona of, you know, BoxFit?
Yeah. So one thing that I was very, very clear about was, which is the whole ideology behind BoxFit, is that, so boxing, for example, changed my life. So as far as I'm concerned, boxing changed my life. I became a different person once I started boxing, right? My number one problem was with boxing or kickboxing or martial arts for that matter is it's very intimidating, right? So 99% of the people will never enter a boxing or a kickboxing gym. Our number one goal was to avail the benefits, the magic of martial arts, which is boxing, kickboxing in this case, to everyone without any judgment, without any intimidation.
Yeah.
And anyone can walk in. You can be a 35-year-old housewife. You can walk into BoxFit and do boxing. You can do kickboxing if you like. And you can be an 18-year-old kid who wants to learn boxing. You can be that guy.
Yeah, you want to make it more approachable, essentially.
Absolutely.
Right?
So that's the number one goal. And everything we did since then, from designing the studio to the type of music we play to the type of instructors we hire, is to achieve that goal. That's the vision behind BoxFit, that make boxing, kickboxing available to everyone without any judgment.
Yeah, and I've been to one of your classes, you know, and I've the energy, the way that the trainer is able to kind of motivate everybody, is that something that, you know, again, has been kind of established over time? Is there a formula that you've now kind of come to, as you said, that, you know, the ability you're able to teach these trainers, right? But there is something that they have to bring to the table. So how have you kind of been able to maintain this energy from every instructor and every trainer and create this, you know, holistic experience for these people to really get motivated and complete the intense class?
I think it's the trainers and the type of people who come in. We have the right audience. Our members are amazing people. And you just, whenever a class starts, because our members are like the way they are, you don't want to give them a mediocre experience.
Yeah.
Right? And all our trainers, all our instructors actually love our members so much that they want to make sure that whenever they come into the class, they give their best class. Every trainer has to do 150 hours of training. They can have all the certifications, but everyone knows that those certifications won't hold the test of time, or they don't impart the knowledge. Like, on paper, there is knowledge, but a certificate course can be done within 12 hours, right? But that is not the BoxFit standard. Just because you have a certification doesn't mean that you'll be ready to become a BoxFit instructor. So we put our instructors through 150 hours of training, which includes overall, like, their fitness knowledge, their boxing knowledge, their kickboxing knowledge, their personality, how to talk, how to motivate, how to positively reinforce your members and each other. And one thing I like to tell them is, take every class as if it's your first class, yeah, or your last class, right? Which is the most important thing. So you have to, whenever, every class is a preparation for them. Like, they have to prepare for that class and they have to give their 100%, give their all when they enter that class. That is the standard which I hold myself to. And that's what I like others to do the same. And they have been doing it. And actually, they are the one, our other instructors are the one who are leading it. Now I have to play catch up with them.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm glad you kind of mentioned that, because I wanted to touch upon what goes into preparing for a class or preparing for a day of training or a week of training. You know, what's it like behind the scenes at BoxFit as the person who's running things and as somebody who's managing the trainers? What goes in behind the scenes that your clients don't see, that other people on the outside won't see, to kind of keep this place with the energy it has?
Yeah, so one is we don't tolerate any mistakes or any problems. Especially when it's small, we just catch that problem, identify that problem and solve it as soon as possible. We have to make sure our number one priority is that when the client walks in, wraps their hands up, does the class and then leaves, the whole experience should be streamlined and it should be an experience, right? It should not be a routine job for the instructor or for the clients. And so we make sure that has to happen. So we have constant meetings. We make sure most importantly, we don't have any egos, right? So if you see a problem, if they see a problem with my class where I was not communicating properly or I didn't demo the workout properly, then our junior instructor can come up to me and tell me exactly what I did wrong. And I'll make sure without any ego that I'll correct that, right? So we take the word of anyone at BoxFit at its merit and not at if, oh, Rahul is the owner or he's a Samir is a senior instructor or Jason is a senior instructor. Anyone can come to anyone and point out a problem and everyone will be solving that problem immediately. So we don't tolerate any problem, no matter how small it is. That is the key, I think. One of the keys to make sure that people have a streamlined experience at BoxFit.
So that's great. You kind of, you know, come together as a group and discuss what the issues are and try to kind of creatively work together to bring about the solution, right? And that's you know, I've kind of spoken to a lot of your members, you know, a lot of my friends and a lot of people in our network kind of go to BoxFit and always are very excited and always, you know, feeling very satisfied after they've come out. How have you guys been able to kind of, you know, maintain that service that you've provided these people? I know you mentioned that the goal is to have that as they enter and as they exit. But, you know, walk us through some of the potential issues that come when you're trying to create, you know, a consistent service where people are always happy with what you're doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't worry about the issues per se. Like, I mean, I did say that whenever we identify a problem, we try to solve it as soon as possible. But a very, very blanket solution is to everything is to treat your customers with love, right? I mean, you don't have to be worried about their personal problems, but you should definitely be worried about their squats or their lunges or their push-ups or their punching technique or their step and pivot or their weaves or slips in boxing, right? And all of us are obsessed or passionate about it. So that solves a lot of problem for us. So sometimes, obviously, we make a lot of mistakes like everyone else. And sometimes we do make a lot of mistakes, actually. That's true. But a lot of it is our members ignore because of the love we show them, or they genuinely believe that we care about them, which is true.
Yeah.
So we definitely care about them. That is what, how we choose our instructors, which is the number one prerequisite. You can be a national level boxer. You can be a professional fighter. You can be a professional boxer. But if you don't care about teaching or actually improving someone's life, helping them reduce their excess body fat or help them improve their movement so they don't have pain. If you can't do that, then it doesn't matter at which level you have fought, right? Something I like to keep telling my instructors all the time. You can have Mike Tyson, you can have Freddie Roach come down to BoxFit. But if they don't want to teach or don't feel like teaching, it will not count for anything. Like anyone who has done boxing for more than 6 months can teach a jab. How to hit a jab, how to hit a cross, right? The number one prerequisite is willingness to teach. Everything else will be learned. If you have the willingness to teach, everything else you can learn on your own, or we are here to teach you. It doesn't matter. So
awesome.
If you treat people with love and respect, your members, make sure whatever you do, the underlying intention is to help them. Once they see it, they ignore our mistakes. They help us out. Like
they're focused on that then.
Yeah, they'll come up to us and tell us that maybe you can do this, maybe you can do that. Because a lot of our members, a lot of them actually, are industry leaders or doing something brand new in their respective
industry. They're successful entrepreneurs themselves as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they keep giving us ideas. For example, your friend Mojo Rojo, he actually helped us out with the music. How to make a playlist, which is very, very important at BoxFit.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
So a lot of martial artists, for example, would not consider music important. But as far as coaching is concerned, music is an essential element for motivating people or keeping them energy going or making them push themselves a little harder.
Yeah.
Right. So we know that. So it's not that it's a hip happening gym and we are playing the best music.
It's not a club.
We play the right music just to push our members a little extra hard.
Yeah.
Which is the most important thing.
Yeah, I think that's great as a philosophy towards, you know, managing people that you're working with, treating the customers the way that you do. And it's great to hear that this is your outlook towards the business, you know, and you look at it from a more foundational level, from an empathetic level, and you're really trying to be there and add value in your customers' lives from all sorts of perspectives, right? Jumping off from the philosophy and going a little bit into the numbers side of, you know, running a fitness business in Delhi and India, and specifically in the group studio space that you're in, what was that aha, like, damn moment for you, Rahul? What was it, that moment where, you know, you looked around, you know, you had a great week and you said, shit, man, we're doing something great here. You know, it's working out. The formula is working. Our people are happy. What was that moment and what were the next steps in your mind at that point?
So, I mean, I'm a financial analyst, so I'm all about numbers. But one thing I learned while being a financial analyst and working for different, as an equity research analyst specifically, is that numbers lie to you a lot, right? So you can't just rely on numbers. And a lot of times, numbers are lag indicators. Lag indicators means that they'll tell you the story after the story has happened, right? So the story can be caught somewhere before that. So the aha moment happened when I still pick up all the calls that come to BoxFit.
Yeah, I know that.
I need to be the first person they get in touch with. So far, I mean, I know someday I want to give that responsibility away to someone else once it becomes bigger and bigger. But I still can't let go because I'm so careful about it that I need to make sure that anytime someone calls you, I need to be the first one because I know that no one can do a better job than me at this point of time. So basically, when people started calling me and telling me that this friend told me or that friend told me, that was our aha moment. So it was not, I was not looking at our revenue or what our retention numbers were. Yeah. Because I know these numbers can lie to you, right? I can put a sales guy and he'll jump our revenues in 2 months or 1 month or our retention numbers by aggressively doing sales. But it'll not capture the whole story where he might piss off some people. Which you never see, right? So you can see a spike in your numbers, but you'll not see the story which is not captured by numbers. So what we try to do is make sure, like I told you, the number one strategy is to give love, right? Love and respect to our members, and they'll reciprocate. And that is the aha moment when people go out obsessively telling about their BoxFit experience. And that is the aha moment. When you go to a, when our instructors go to a party, randomly people will come up to them, oh, you're a BoxFit instructor, right? And that has happened to so many of us. And that was the aha moment. And that is when we knew that we are onto something.
Yeah, that's where the validation is. And, you know, most people have heard about you guys from situations like that. You know, when people are like, oh yeah, I went to a class today. It was phenomenal. And, you know, that experience has been very real and exhilarating for so many people. And that's, I think that's also, you know, being in the space of kind of the digital side of businesses myself, I haven't seen you guys do much media buying or, you know, paid advertising either. So a bulk of, and correct me if I'm wrong, the growth that you've had has been word of mouth, has been experience driven because people have had such a good time at your studio. They've actually helped bring more people on board, right?
So as far as social media is concerned, we don't have a specific social media strategy. We have a client strategy, right?
Yeah.
So how to treat them with love and respect, like I told you. So once you give a exceptional experience to them, they don't have an option but to tell other people about it. If you give them a mediocre option, no one wants to tell their friends about a mediocre experience that they had anywhere, in a fitness club, in a studio, in a movie hall. Like, for example, you enter a regular movie hall, you'll never tell anyone about it. Or you see a regular movie, you'll never tell anyone about it. But you see an exceptional movie, you'll make it a point, go on social media, you'll go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you'll tell your friends about it, you'll tell everyone about it. So our number one strategy is to give them an exceptional experience. And social media, so brand is built in the studio, and on social media, you just see a reflection of it.
Yeah.
And it just helps you amplify the effects of whatever service you do.
I actually really like that because in so many ways, that's true for the pursuit of wellness as a podcast as well. You know, our goal here is also to make phenomenal content that adds value to people's lives that will then go and say, hey, did you hear this podcast? You know,
absolutely.
Hopefully right after this, people will say, did you hear the episode with Rahul Kaul about BoxFit and all the amazing things they're doing there? But, you know, I love that. You know, I love that the focus is on just the experience and then everything around it just kind of falls in place, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It has for us.
Great. So, you know, I'm glad you brought up the social media point because as you said, you know, the brand is kind of built in the studio, but how, you know, what is, how have you been able to kind of leverage, I know you guys are very active on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
How have you been able to leverage Instagram for yourself and, you know, not getting into specifics of strategy, but just an idea of how much value it's added to your business and to your brand, equity in general.
Yeah. So, as far as social media is concerned and the type of clientele that we have, almost everyone is on Instagram right now, and for some reason they are not on Facebook, or the engagement rates on Facebook is very, very low. So it's not a secret anymore that Instagram is the go-to platform for a lot of businesses, right? For specific type of
businesses. At least B2C businesses mostly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So as if you're a B2C business, Instagram is the go-to platform. The engagement rates are very, very high. It's just hip right now. So I don't know for how long it'll survive. So we don't have a Instagram strategy per se. We just make sure that amazing things happen at BoxFit, we capture them and put it on Instagram, and if our members like it, then they'll repost it.
Yeah.
Or we make sure that our studio or experience is such that people want to capture it, And when they capture it, we repost it.
Yeah.
That is the only strategy that we have.
Yeah, it's also, again, like your in general business philosophy, it's very member-centric. It's very focused on their experience and what they're doing in the studio,
so
right?
One thing we make sure is, one don't that we have is, we never try to sell it.
Yeah. Right?
Selling.
It's organic, it's natural.
Yeah. We're just showing to the world what we're doing. If you like it, if you think you can add value to your life with this, please come in and we'll help you out. If you think Pilates is the answer for you or yoga is the answer for you, then you should be going to
doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So we are not something for everyone. We are everything for some people.
I like that. So you're focused on a niche audience. You're focused on providing a good experience for the people that are interested in boxing.
Absolutely. And the thing is that a lot of people just see it and say, oh, this is the thing for me. Or they say, this is not the thing for me. But you don't know it till the time you don't try it.
Yeah.
You have to come and try it out. Then only you'll know if it's for you or not. So, I mean, that is the best advice I can give anyone who's looking to change their life.
Yeah.
Right. Because fitness now in this day and age is one of the most important things that one needs to work on. A lot of people make a lot of money, but it will not count for anything.
Yeah.
If you're not fit or if you're not healthy. And, but it's kind of unfortunate, but you have to find the thing that is for you.
Yeah. And that's, you know, our goal here at Pursuit of Wellness also is to kind of put out information about all the different things you can do to stay fit, and hopefully our listeners can find that thing, whether it's boxing, as whether you rightly said, whether it's Pilates or yoga, you know, go out there and find the studio, or find the people that can help you do it and add the health equation to your life. And I'm glad you brought up the point about trying it out. You know, I wanted to get your thoughts on how many people do you think, you know, come for that first trial class and then end up, you know, signing up. So not necessarily for BoxFit also, but what are your thoughts on like the retention of, you know, group studios? Because this is still a new phenomenon in a place like India, right? You know, gyms have always had a group equation, but having a studio that is focused simply, and I know you guys also do personal training.
But you're focused on group, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You're completely focused on group. You know, what is the kind of retention rate for group studios in terms of that first trial class and then those people, how many of those people are actually signing up for 3 months, 6 months, you know, 1 year memberships with you?
So that is a conversion rate, right?
Yeah.
So conversion rate is pretty high. I'm pretty sure it's higher. I don't have the numbers for commercial gyms, but it's higher. The thing is that if it's a new studio and there are less people, the conversion rate is high. But if it's a filled up studio and you enter into a class with 20 people inside, then the conversion rates are not very high. So what we try to do is if it's your first class, we asked you to come at a lighter class I advise them to come at 6 p.m.
That's the advice you gave me too, to come to a lighter class. I remember that.
Yeah, so because I want you to have a good first experience. And what happens is once you understand what BoxFit is all about, what are the moves and everything, then you would love a class of 20 people. Yeah, so when we started out, where I was taking most of the classes and there were less people, so we were converting almost everyone who was coming in. So it totally depends on your communication, how you portray your brand. And if what you portray and what they experience is the same, then they'll get converted. If they think of BoxFit as something else and they walk in and it turns out to be something else, then it is definitely our fault and they'll not get converted, right? But the thing is that once there are more people in the class, the new guy who's coming in, he might feel a little out of place because he doesn't know the movements and he's new to boxing, which is a completely new thing for a lot of people. And others are doing it like effortlessly because they've been there for some time.
They're familiar
now
with the space and the trainer and the
class. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The communication, the movements, everything. They're familiar with everything, right? And when a new guy comes in, he might be feeling a little out of place. So what we do is we make sure that they come into a lighter class. So if we make sure that happens, then the conversion rate is still high. For a lot of people, this is something new. They have never done this before. And they automatically, after 45 minutes of sweating, they already know that this is something that will help them out.
Yeah.
Whether it be losing your body fat, excessive body fat, getting toned from head to toe, building muscle. It's a full body workout,
yeah,
right? So they know that this is something that will help them get the results. Our conversion rates are very high that way.
Great. Yeah. And various aggregators like, you know, companies that allow people to create, you know, one membership, pay one platform and then each. What are your thoughts on that? And is that something that you've explored for your studio? And what do you think of that as, you know, a service that is being provided that helps studios and gyms to increase membership or engagement in general?
I mean, as far as the pass system is concerned, I'm not a big fan of that because you need to do a certain number of classes before you understand what BoxFit is all about. And that goes with any specialized fitness studio, right? Because they're super specialized. You cannot, your subsequent classes are built up on today's classes or what you learned today. And then you will build up on it and you will, your workouts will become more efficient. As your punches become more efficient, your power workouts will also become more efficient, right? So I'm not a big fan of people hopping from one place to the other and not doing enough classes because they'll not see results, right? And we are actually committed to our customers. But when it's a class-based system where people are jumping from one studio to the other one, then we are not able to be committed to them. And that is something which we don't like.
Yeah.
As far as other aggregators are concerned, with they just sell membership, that is absolutely fine because they are helping us distribute a good product to other people and helping other people find what works for them.
Yeah.
And that can be anything. Like, it can be BoxFit, it can be anything else. It can be yoga, it can be Pilates.
But as an entrepreneur, as a business owner in this space, do you see that as a value add to you, or do you see that as a hindrance almost?
A regular aggregator is a value add up to some extent. A class hopping system, I am not a big fan. Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Great, great. What are the plans now for BoxFit? You know, you guys have been active now for how long?
We just had our 2-year anniversary, which was a huge bash.
And, awesome.
It was crazy that night. We posted up everything on our Instagram for everyone to see. I believe we got a lot of replies to that. And everyone was asking us, when are you planning to open BoxFit in Gurgaon, in Noida, in Kolkata, in Bombay, everywhere, right?
There you go.
Yeah. And so we did find a place. We are actually actively working in Vasant Vihar now. And we'll be opening our next studio in Vasant Vihar.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Congratulations on that. We wish you the best on that one.
Thank you. Thank you. And very excited about that.
Should be, man. Should be. It's been, I think what you guys have created here is great. Just to wrap up, you know, a couple of questions about the ecosystem and your kind of thoughts on that. Where do you think the Indian fitness ecosystem is in terms of other studios, in terms of brands that are creating fitness gear? There's tons of nutrition companies out there that are selling all sorts of products that are supposed to help you hydrate, that are supposed to help you recover. What are your thoughts on the ecosystem? What are some things that you think are working? What are some things that you think that are kind of not really working out?
I mean, as far as alternate fitness, the studios are concerned, they're definitely moving in the right direction. Because I see a lot of passion in a lot of these people who are passionate about fitness. They want to help people. It's not just that they were, just because you are fit or you're athletic doesn't mean you're a good coach. Actually, the best coach is the one who has seen struggles and he knows what the other person is going through and he knows exactly how to solve that. So that's a good coach, right? So I see a lot of people with a lot of passion opening up alternate fitness studios all over the country, and which is something I like. And what another thing that I like about them is that it's not a one shop sells all. They are super specialized, and they actually want to take an ideology and
build help, on that
build
yeah.
on that, right? Instead of that, we do this also, we do Zumba also, we do Pilates also, we do yoga, boxing, kickboxing. Oh, you want to do that? Let's do that.
Khichdi
also
concept.
Khichdi concept, that doesn't, I don't think it'll work anymore.
Yeah.
And especially in metros, so I see a lot of specialized gyms coming in, and the more they come, it is better for us also and better for the audience for sure. Like, because that way, if I want to do boxing, I know where to go. It's BoxFit, right? If I want to do yoga, I can go to a good yoga studio. If I want to do Pilates one time. So, and that way, you're not just exercising, your training, right? Because you're building up on your previous workout. So that is what training is. If you just do random things, that is just exercise, which is fine. If you want to do that, that's absolutely fine. But if you want to train and you want to achieve an increased level of fitness that you couldn't have imagined before, then you need to train through whatever medium you wish to. You can do functional fitness, you can do boxing, kickboxing, you can do CrossFit, Olympic weightlifting, whatever works for you, running, but you have to train. You cannot just do exercise and expect results after a point of time.
What are some tips that you can give to our listeners that are potentially interested in getting into boxing as you know, an alternate fitness method to get fit or lose fat? You know, what are some things that they need to keep in mind and some things that they should, you know, kind of have from the base level so that they can be successful?
Yep. So one thing, especially for guys, is that don't worry about at what level your coach has fought. Just see, have an interview with him. When, once you're hiring a fitness club or you're hiring a personal trainer, you need to understand the underlying intentions, that is that guy here to just stand there for 60 minutes and charge you money, or he actually is concerned about your fitness. Knowledge after point will not matter. He can have all the knowledge, but if he's not imparting that to you or helping you improve, it'll not matter. What matters is that whether the guy is actually interested in your improvement or not. If you sense that, then definitely hire that fitness studio or hire that person. And that is the most important thing. And second is, the number one thing about fitness is consistent effort. If you're not putting in consistent effort, you will not see results. And the only way of putting consistent effort is by making sure that you do a workout that you love, or you're in a place that you love.
Yeah.
Find that place. There are a lot of fitness studios opening up, which is great, right? So you have to try out different things. Find the place that is for you. It can be boxing. It can be anything. Find the place that is for you and make sure you're there for a couple of classes so that you understand what's going on there. And you will completely change or transform your life after that, for sure.
Great. And what are some things that you can tell, you know, some of the fitness entrepreneurs that have been there before or that want to kind of potentially get into their business out of passion, mm-hmm. and, you know, build a studio or build a brand that, you know, kind of targets people who are in the fitness or wellness space?
Yeah. So don't chase money. Try to change the society, or whatever you do, do it with passion. And once you are able to make a difference, when I say society, you don't need to change the life of 100,000 people. You can change the life of 10 people. And that is what will matter in the end. And your money will, everything will follow after that. But all you have to do is make sure that you're passionate about what you're doing. If you are passionate, that is the key. Everything else will fall into place, because you will have enough skin in the game that way to make sure that you find solutions to all the problems that you'll face. You'll face a lot of problems, but you will be willing to find solutions to all the problems that you'll face. Right. So definitely passion is a prerequisite. If you don't have passion, you'll not be able to survive. You can have limited knowledge, which all of us do, like every day, every 6 months, the whole fitness scene changes with new knowledge coming in, which is fine. But the passion has to be there. Yeah.
Well, Rahul, thank you so much for coming on the show and, you know, sharing all this great knowledge about philosophy and the boxing business with our listeners. It'll be great, you know, if you tell our listeners a little bit about where they can get in touch with you, you know, when they can, how they can schedule a trial class to come and, you know, experience the amazing BoxFit.
Oh, absolutely. So you can visit BoxFit.in. All the information is over there. You can book a trial class and we'll call you back. And you can come in for a trial class. We have a studio at 81 Hemkund Kauli Greater Clash Part 1. And we'll be opening another one in a couple of months in C Block Market in Vasant Vihar. So if you're near that area, or even if you're far away, come for a trial class. I'm sure you'll love it, and we'll make sure you have an exceptional experience.
Great. And why don't you give us a little bit about, you know, any other places they can find you, what your Instagram and Twitter handles are, where they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So BoxFit is all about Instagram, man. If you're not on the gram, what is the point? So our Instagram handle is boxfit.in. If you want to see what all happens, what the craziness happens at BoxFit, follow us on boxfit.in. And we take fun as a very serious business at BoxFit. So you can see all the fun happening on our Instagram stories and various posts.
Yeah, I would highly recommend that to all of our listeners. As somebody who's been following BoxFit for quite a while, it's quite fun. Well, thank you again, Rahul, for coming on the show, man. We really appreciate it, and, you know, hope to interact with you more in the future and get you back on the show as well.
Oh yeah, same here. I believe you guys are doing a great job promoting fitness and wellness in general. And thanks for having me. This was a great experience over here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we encourage all of our listeners to that are in the Delhi area to, you know, have a trial class at BoxFit and tell your friends, and you won't be sorry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Please.
All right. Awesome. Thanks so much, Al.
Thank you.
All right, guys. That was this week's episode of The Pursuit of Wellness. You can find us on iTunes, Castbox, Savan, or wherever you guys get your podcasts. We're on Facebook as The Pursuit of Wellness and Instagram and Twitter as TPOW Podcast. You can also check out our website, tpow.in. This has been a Mancha Media production. Thanks for listening.